Hi, I'm Christy Greener, and I'm here with Brittany Wagner. Are you Brittany?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Christy.
Yeah, and welcome to the Dare to Believe podcast. We're so glad you're here. At Dare to Believe, we have a very high value for prayer. We just, we have in lots of different ways. And we have intercessors that pray for our ministry. We have intercessors that pray for our school. We have intercessors for everything. We value prayer in every aspect. And a few years ago, I read a book called The Grace Outpouring by Roy Godwin. And it's just a really fascinating book. I encourage you to read it if you are interested in things of the Lord. Have you ever read that book?
I haven't.
I'll get you a copy. But in the book, he talks about basically a revival that went on in Wales with he and some other people. It was already going on, but he took leadership of a retreat center called Faldobrennan, and it really sounds like it'd be a great place to go. And they focused on prayer. They prayed for people. They spent time praying just as a team on their own. And people would come and visit the retreat center and stay at the retreat center. And they didn't preach to them. They didn't do a lot of religious stuff. They just had made sure the presence of the Lord was in that place. Mm-hmm. And people were getting all kinds of encounters with the Lord and life change. And even people would drive up saying, I don't know why I'm here, but I was led to this place. You know, there's just the Lord. It's like a magnet for people when his presence is in a place. And so I just, it stirred something in me. And I felt that, you know, I want Dare to Believe to be that kind of place, or whatever God wants Dare to Believe to be, but that we would have the presence of the Lord with us so tangibly that people would be drawn to that. And so I began to invite people to partner with us in a type of prayer that they do at Faldobrennan with their team. And what they call it 24/7 prayer or something of that sort. And usually when I hear 24/7 prayer, what do you think of, Brittany, when I say 24/7 prayer?
I think of prayer that goes on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Which it does a lot, like at IHOP and places like that, mm-hmm. right? And that's important. I love that kind of thing. But the management of that kind of a ministry is quite all-consuming. That isn't very important. It's like, you know, the worshipers are before the Lord 24/7, and that is wonderful. But with Faldobrennan, what they were doing was they asked each person on their team to sign up to be responsible for 1 hour a week of prayer. And that individual would have that same hour every week at the same time throughout the year. So for 365 days or 52 weeks, they would have that 1 hour of prayer. And they would pass the baton, so to speak, on to the next prayer person. So what they would do is they would receive a text or a phone call. And since some of them are at kind of late nights or early mornings, text tends to work better, or, you know, even email. But you pass on to them and you bless the next person as they're taking on the next prayer assignment. Yeah. And so we started to talk to people, and it's been 4 years now that we've had 24/7 prayer going like this at Dare to Believe. And we don't have every spot filled, but we do believe that prayer is extremely important. You know, a couple of verses that mean a lot to us here are like from Ephesians 2:6, and God raises us up with Christ and seats us in heavenly places, you know, heavenly realms with Christ Jesus, because as we pray, we can intercede for our world, which needs a lot of prayer, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. things going on. And it gives us a way to see things from heaven's perspective. So we have that right to go to sit in the throne room with the Lord and say, Lord, how do you see these things? And how do you want me to pray? And we pray through social issues, you know, things that are going on. We live in Minneapolis, so we started this before the George Floyd thing happened and all the riots and things that were going on in our city. And we were able to reach out and pray in very real ways and partner with each other in prayer. And what we envisioned it as is locking arms with the next person on the prayer chain. And we are all praying in unity.
And prayer is so powerful. So it's so important to be able to do that, to be able to go after these things through prayer.
Absolutely. And then we will pray for spiritual issues. What's going on spiritually in our in our communities, in our countries, in our cities. You know, as I was praying this week in my prayer time, the old song from the 1980s came to me and would not leave my head. And it is like a prayer, you know, it's Shine, Jesus, Shine. You don't even know that song. She's too young for that song. But if you were around in the 80s, you might remember that song. It's just a really powerful song, and it is a prayer. And that just kept going through my head, and I used it as kind of a prayer outline for myself. And I passed that song on to the next person on the prayer as I texted her and blessed her. I sent her a YouTube of that song because it's so important. And we pray for our neighbors. There are some apps where you can actually know the names of your neighbors, and you can record the prayers for your neighbors. And we pass those out we make that an option for our prayer ministers. But you can pray for your neighbors by name and make sure you're covering them. You can pray for your local leaders. You're in your town, in your city that you're close to, in your state, in your country, and then in the world. You just can continue to pray for whatever the Lord is doing. And we pray by people who represent us and who are president or vice president. It's important to pray.
Yeah.
And so this is a way to do that in unity. And then for the body of Christ to be affected, you know, that God has a lot of churches, and they should be alive, and they should be places that are attracting people because the presence of the Lord is there. And so to pray for the pastors, to pray for the people in charge of that church, to pray for the members of those churches. And you know the names of the churches that are around you. And the Lord tells us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, this is a very famous one, who are called by my name, will humble themselves, will pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive them, and I will heal their land. And so that is our aim with this, is to just in another way be partnering in 24/7. Prayer. Another way that I have described it to our team, and I just want to grab the paper so I can look at it, is we begin our prayer time by doing what we call washing up. And this is what I got right from the Felder Brennan people. You start by washing up, and that means you prepare your own heart as an intercessor. You know, do you have a regular prayer time? I mean, I don't know that
yes.
you. So how do you structure your prayer time?
For me, I like to do it at the end of the day. And I basically just like to give the day back to the Lord. So I'll just sit in my prayer time and I'll just go through the day, thank him for all the things that occurred in the day and the abilities that he's given me to walk through in my day. And you know, just chat with him about things I could grow and improve upon and things I could do better, and just let him minister to me in that way and just kind of give him back my day.
Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. So we start our prayer hour by making sure you as the prayer minister are connected with the Lord. If you're comfortable doing communion, and most of our people are doing communion, they just do communion and wash themselves and cleanse themselves as a clean vessel to be praying and connecting with the Lord. Because, you know, we all pick up junk throughout our weeks. And then as you start remembering who God is, not just asking him for things, but first praising him and thanking him for who he is and what he's done and what kind of God he is. And then as they talk about it as a meal. So then the main course is praying for specific things that have come up on the news, things that are going on in our country or in our world. You can look at the internet if that helps you to focus on what you're supposed to pray for, or what are some social issues that are going on, or if there's a lot going on with teenagers in your community, then be praying for the teenagers. If there's a lot going on with some of the rioting or some of the racial issues, pray for those issues that people would be reconciled, because we need the Lord's help in all of this. And then at kind of the dessert portion of this meal, you pray for our nation, that for all the individuals, and know who your representatives are, and know who you're praying for, who's the mayor of your city, who's the governor of your state, who is representing you in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, and then for our president and vice president. And then as you end, be asking the Lord for something to pass on to the next person that's on the list, and send a blessing to them. And I hear stories from our team, I just love them, about the words and the blessings they're getting from people who are passing on the blessing to them, and words of encouragement, words that help them to focus or you know, help them to keep from forgetting who they are. Yeah, I love it.
And I love the imagery that Christy gave at the beginning where it's like you're linking arms. I think spiritually, like linking arms across cities to pray for the nation, to pray for the individual cities. I think it's so powerful to have that imagery of linking arms in prayer. It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm.
And so we're always looking for more people to join us in this effort. And if you are interested, if you're a prayer person and you would love to commit, and one of the best things about committing this hour to prayer is not just what you're giving, it's what you're getting. Mm-hmm. For me personally, it's one of the best hours in my week because I'm busy like everybody else. You know, distractions are always happening. There's always things trying to squeeze into my schedule. Do you find yes. that your life too?
Yes.
And so I find that this hour is one hour that's on my calendar that I am quiet with the Lord and I am focused on Him. And it is so refreshing for me mm-hmm. as an individual. Mm-hmm. So I get more than I give, but prayer is important. And some people, when the weather is nice, you know, we are in Minnesota and it has not been very nice. We're recording this in March. So it's starting to, it's getting better. But people will start getting out soon. And some people just walk for their entire hour. And that's fine. You don't have to stay still. But you are committed to being in prayer mm-hmm. for that entire hour. Mm-hmm. So as I said, we're always looking for people to join us. And if someone is interested, what would they do? Yeah. How would they join?
Just go to our website, dtbmn.org/247prayer. And that's the location where you're going to be able to sign up for a time slot. You'll also be able to get access to the information Christy shared here on the podcast, the verses, sort of the structure, even a PDF that you can leave with. So even if you don't want to sign up for a scheduled time, you can still pray in your own time and utilize that as a part of your prayer.
Mm-hmm. And there's a prayer that everybody from Feldebrennen prayed in there as part of their prayer time. And I just love it. So I'm going to close us with this. For the sake of the children, may your kingdom come to our nation in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Mm-hmm. May God's kingdom come to our nation and for the sake of the children. You know, we have children that are growing up into a world that is pretty broken right now. And so we just say, yes, Lord, change this world for the sake of the children. May your kingdom come to our nation. So thank you for being here. I'm Christy Grainer. I'm with Brittany Wagner, and we're with Dare to Believe Ministries.